Shaila. He's a building contractor, and he would like to offer his client two prices. A discounted price for paying early, before the building work commences, or a more expensive price if he pays late. And the Shaila is it ribis? As we know, to offer a cheaper price for a sale is a shaila of ribis. And the question is a builder the same as a sale? So, in order to understand this, we have to be makdim a soid godel in Hilchus Ribis. That there's a major difference between a sale and a rental. When a person does a sale, and he buys an article, whatever it may be, so we say that if the item is not here, there's no kinyan chal whatsoever. So the money is looked at as a halvor until he does the kinyan. Once it's a halvor, then of course the halachos of ribis apply, and there'll only be mutter in certain cases where chazal allow it. However, when it comes to a rental, a schirus, then as soon as I've given the money, usually it's a fully fledged kinyan. None of the two parties come back out. And since the fully fledged kinyan, we say that now is the time when one can pay. Although api halacha maybe schirus einu meshalemes ella v'soyif, you can pay at the end. However, if you want to pay now, it's not considered paying early. And now is a time when you can pay, and therefore it's not a havar at all. And if it's not a havar, the halachos or ribis don't apply.
So do it back out. When you buy something
off
it, you can't back out.
If you pay, so you can back out. There may be a mishapora.
Oh.
You can back out. There's no kinyan chal. Yeah.
But
schirus, if I pay money to rent a house, this is a schirus karka nikna b'kesef. So once I paid money and it's understood that none of the two sides come back out, it doesn't have to be money. Any kinyan that it may be, that's understood that now the two parties are bound to the deal that they've agreed to is a kinyan, and once the kinyan has taken place, there's no problem to pay early.
Kavan is here,
okay. We'll come to it soon, yeah. Kavan is a
builder.
A builder is usually a kavan, yeah. So, for example, if somebody would want to rent a chasna hall, now it's very shkia, it's very common that they offer two prices. You rent a chasna hall a few months in advance, and they say, listen, if you pay today, we'll give you a cheaper price. You pay on the day of the chasna, it's more expensive. So since by paying today, the two parties are bound, and it's a kinyan, none of them can withdraw the deal, so the halacha is that it's mutter. Although I'm getting a discount, and I'm getting a discount for paying up front, but this is considered demei sechirus. It's rental money. It's not a halvor at all, and it's mutter. Now, that's all, strictly speaking. There is a Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger holds that you're only allowed to pay money up front for a house or a hall, for a karka, only if it's vacant today. So, if we have a chasna hall, and there's a chasna on today, and Kiva Eger will say, you can't book it today. You can wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow you can book it. Whenever it's vacant, that's when you can reserve it for a later date.
It's vacant in the morning. Nobody yeah. Use that. That would be good enough for a kinyan.
So if I'm renting it for a whole day, then I need it to be available for me to take it for this amount of time now. So I'm renting it for 12 hours. It has to be available for the next 12 hours.
But paying on the day is more expensive. If you rent it for today, I'll charge you more.
Yeah, but as long as I can go in it today, it's all right.
The kinyan is not for today. Though.
No, the kinyan is for a few months' time. In fact, you don't even want it today. Rukvega says that all the shouldn't be Mexican ribis, shouldn't look like I'm paying early. It's available now. If you don't want it now, take it later. As long as I can take it now, it's right. Now, Rukvega is only a chumra.
Yes,
not all the boys can agree with Rukvega. However, like a tchila, one should be machmir like a kivayga.
Can a few people on that day book it?
A few people? Yeah. As long as each one, when he's booking it, can go in
it's
it.
It's available for that day.
It's available for his for himself. That's all right. I told you, Chumrah, not all posts can take one of that. The Chatzchila one should be machme, and if possible, wait till the next day to book this hall. Now comes the shaila of poelim, service providers, different types of building contractors. Can we apply the same yisoid of schiros, of renting, the heta of renting, to the builders as well? The l'cheira would seem, just like I'm allowed to rent a house up front, as long as the kinyan is being chal now, with a discounted price, the l'cheira is no problem for a builder to do exactly the same. When I'm renting a builder, well, so to call hiring a builder, but I'm really renting this person for the given time. Or for the job. For the job, depending on what type of builder it is. So, if we have a heter for schirus, to rent a karka, it would seem to be mutter to hire a builder and do a kinyan immediately. And thereby, it should be mutter for the builder to offer two prices. A discounted price to pay now, and a more expensive price to pay later. However, it's not so poshut. There's two types of builders. There's a builder who's a schirer. He's paid by the hour, paid by the day. £10 an hour, £20, £100 a day, whatever it may be. What?
I just wonder which builder is it for £10 an hour.
I'll tell you afterwards. Yeah.
Come and see us.
Huh?
You come and see us.
Yeah. It's the minimum wage. So we have this builder, he's a Schei Yoim. Now the halacha is, the Gemara learns out of the Pasuk, a Schei Yoim can back out in the middle of work. In the middle of the day, he can pack his bags and say, he's going, he's not finishing the work. And we learn out from the Pasuk, Kelibene Yisrael Avodim, that a Schei Yoim has the right to do so. Even if he's done a Kinyan. A Kablam, once he's done a kinyan, a kablan is someone who's paid for the job. If he's done a kinyan, he can't back out. So if somebody were to be a Schei Yoim, and he would do a kinyan, and he would offer two prices, a discounted price for paying early. Since he's allowed to back out, the halacha is that it's also for him to offer this price. Because it seems to be halvor. He's paying now, and he's not even bound to keep to the deal. So since it would seem a halvor, Chazal only allow it in certain cases. Which means Chazal allow it if he's going to start the work immediately. So it wouldn't be good enough if he'd start the work the next day. You pay me today and I'll come tomorrow. He has to start the work immediately. But once we see him start the work, it doesn't look like halva anymore. Now is the time to pay, he's starting to work. That's the heta of a Schei Yoim. A kablan, on the other hand, since he can't be chayza, once I've done a valid kinyan and he's bound to work, then he's allowed to offer a cheaper price if he's paid early.
That's only for somebody there to make a kinyan. But if it sells you a dira which has not even been started, so I'm going to build you a dira of diras, you can buy the dira now at this price.
No, we're not buying. Are we buying the dira?
I'm
saying
we're buying a dira. Okay,
so buying dira is a mekach already.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. For a mekach, there's no heter.
Isn't
a mekach is a sale. A sale?
How do they all do it? The store is full of these. Buy diras.
So they have a heter iska usually when they do it.
Huh?
Yeah. Or there's different ways of doing it.
There must be a way around it.
There is a way around it. Yeah.
Otherwise, look, like you say, you can say Charles Rivers. There's nothing there, there's no kin, yeah. You're getting a good price now.
Yeah, they usually have a head to this okay. Yeah. So that's a sale. By a sale, we don't unless it's Yeshlo, it's not mutter. Back to a Schei Yoim. A Schei Yoim, if he starts working immediately, he's allowed to offer a discounted price if he's paying up front. And then he starts working straight away. So, for example, if you have a driving instructor or charges per hour, or music lessons, whatever it may be, these type of things that people charge per hour, all these type of service providers, they are allowed to charge a cheaper price as long as you begin work immediately. Now that is a stay-in. A kablan, since he can't change his mind, halacha is that as long as I've done a kinyan, I can charge a cheaper price. So, for example, I've got a builder who wants to make me an extension. As long as we do a valid kinyan, whatever the agreement is, whether it's money or it's signing a contract, then can say, right, pay me today, and I'll give you a cheaper price. Now, the one may ask, l'chayra, if it's mutter to give a cheaper price, why is it also, why is it mutter as well to give the later price? If I'm allowed to pay now, so now is considered the time to pay, so how can I say, pay me at the end of the building work, and the price will be slightly higher? Why is that not ribis? Now that, the Gemara says, schirus einu mishtalemes el levesof. That means the real time to pay is always at the end. So even if I've offered him a discount to pay earlier, and I'm allowed to, and I pay alochet, it's mutter, but to pay later, at the end of the work, that is also mutter, because that is the real time to pay. And the price for that time of payment is the correct price. However, that's clear, and it's also to say, pay me late, and pay me more. If you pay me after the building work is finished, a few weeks later, I'll give you time to pay. And I'll charge you slightly more. So here we don't have any Ethereum, and that will certainly be awesome. Just another example of a kablan. Someone asked last week, very often we find people do shows, and they offer a cheaper price for a ticket up front. If you buy at the door, it's more expensive. Why is that not a problem of ribbis? The teretz is, the answer is because they are a service provider. They have to provide you with a performance, whatever they've offered. They've got a dinner of a kablan. And a kablan, as we know, is allowed to offer a cheaper price if you pay early. As long as, once I've bought the ticket, they are bound to give me whatever they've offered.
Does that hall where they're going to use have to be available when you buy the ticket? If you're a surveyor?
There's no show on that night.
The team has to be in town.
I'm happy to see this performance at home. I don't mind. I can't be bothered.
If they can't set up the performance they were offering, let's say their team is going to team over from very strong or whatever, would that be a problem if you're looking at India if you're paying for the ticket earlier?
Paying for the seat.
It could be.
You're paying for the service.
I'm telling you now already that next week is more expensive. Why am I offering two prices today? I can't take the same person to two different prices. That's showing that because you're giving me a discount.
If you're
Kiveig, they will fly into Eretz Yisrael to watch that. Yeah, Kiveig is a Chumrah. Not all places can take on, as we. So, B'Shas Adchak, if you really need to see the show, then we can make it on.
How long the day?
How long the day? How long the day? Is the heaven as a night?
Does it make a difference how you word it?
What do you mean?
Which way around the tickets are? Is the ticket kach or kach, but if you come later,
makes no difference.
It doesn't make any difference.
No, because the real price is, of course, the later price. What I'm offering now is a discount. That's really what this is.
That's the later price. Let's say the door is
one. What's the difference? Which one is the real price?
It's ribbis yivus.
Yeah, but both of them are mutter because both of them are a kinyan. Once I've bought the ticket, they have to give me the performance. So once I've done a kinyan, it's not considered paying early.
I'm not going to buy it earlier.
That's the problem. That's the
and the later price, even like you're saying, even though it's not, you're not paying it much after this thing, you're actually paying it on the day. It sounds like if you say that that's the price.
It's not late. I'm not paying. I'm paying it on the day. It's
still, but the way you word it might be that the real price is the cheap price. Because you're paying late.
I think it's not the point. Everyone
pays the cheap price.
The point is not early or late.
Right, but once again, charging more for paying late could be a problem of Rubius. That's what I'm saying, since it's not late,
the
it's
point
not a problem
not
of Rubius.
Even if
I worded
that way,
it's fair.
I think the point,
because the late price is before you go in, is that
Aim Shalem Selim
Sof.
That's what he's saying.
After the show.
It's also early prices. Two early prices.
Yeah, but sometimes when you do two early prices.
Why not?
Because the later price is more. How can you say the later price more if it's not the Zman HaPiron?
Because all of them was Zman HaPiron. There's different Zman HaPirons. None of them are considered early once I've done a Kenyan. So I can make a Kenyan a few months in advance. It's all considered the early price.
You can say, you're not saying that if you book this week, it's £6, next week £10, next week £12.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of them are
yes.
Aged.
Why should it be also? They're all, there's no halvor here. It's not considered paying early.
You can't say later is going to cost you more.
I can't say if you pay after the performance, then you have to pay more. That I can't do. That's considered charging more for paying late. But anything beforehand is okay.
You can do it the way you can, though.
Yeah, but then you're machshel them lifnei iver.
Or what?
Of gezeila. Yeah. Just to finish off, there are cases where we have a combination of a sale and a rental. For example, a hotel. Someone wants to book now a hotel for Pesach. On the one hand, the lodging in the hotel is a schiris karka. You're renting the location. On the other hand, you're buying the food. And they're supplying you with a service. The service maybe is chayyim. So one must be cautious to say that the discount is only for the rental of the land or the rent or the lodging. But to start to give up, you're renting a room in the
room.
You're renting a room in once they've rented the hotel. You're renting a room from them. You can get a discount for the room. That's it. You can't get a discount.
The point is not early or later. The point is how many room I've got left available. So even it will be the same day.
Yeah, so the whole shad of Rivers only starts when they need the cash flow. And they need the money early.
They don't need the money.
If they don't need the cash flow, the shadow doesn't start. The whole shadow only starts.
I can sell the hotel and it'll say you can pay me just a week before Pesach.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm talking about when a hotel that offers pay me up front and I'll give you a discount. Pay me today.
Yes, you want to be guaranteed. You want to be confirmed.
If you can book and not pay, if you can reserve and not pay.
Give
a deposit. Deposit is mutter. Why do you have to give everything? Because they want your money.
Yeah.
They want your money. They want a lot of overheads. So then it's a shalom. So they have to speak out. The discount is only for the room. Just to summarize. That we have a heter called Schirus, and Schirus is Mutter as long as a Kinyan has been done, and by Schir Yoim, it will only be Mutter if he starts working immediately. Okay.